Another area of research that provides support for a strength-based approach has to do with the research literature on protective factors or processes. Strengths are not just the absence or opposite of risks, but really have to do with those characteristics that, in the presence of risk, can help minimize or protect the person from some of the negative impacts that can happen as a result. The classic work by Garmisi, Grotberg, Mastin, and Rutter provides an enormous body of literature, particularly around children whose circumstances would suggest that they would have extremely negative outcomes. But despite that, they turn out not only pretty good, but are thriving. Some of those protective processes, or positive processes, are resilient factors. They're ones that, in providing services to children with mental health challenges or other kinds of challenges, we want to be encouraging. For example, one area that comes up frequently is the presence of one supportive adult. It can be a parent, coach, or an extended family member. Various studies of children who live in extreme circumstances, either severe isolation, poverty, or experience violence or abuse, who seem to thrive in spite of that, often point to one significant adult in their lives who they knew they could count on. So this highlights the need for us to assess what those strengths are for a particular child who we might be working with. More importantly, as we move into treatment, think about how we might begin through our work to strengthen or create some of those protective processes that are really going to help the child reach their potential.